You're listening to Casual Talk Radio, where common sense is still the norm. Whether you're a new or longtime listener, we appreciate you joining us today. Visit us at casualtalkradio.net. And now, here's your host, Leister.
It's a very rainy day out today, and I'm going to make this quick, you know, because I want to talk about a topic that I really don't care to talk about, but I think it's important that I do. And it won't take long. That's the beauty of said topic. The rain's coming down hot and heavy. And hot, I mean humid. It's humid. It's muggy. It's not comfortable. And I've been doing a lot of work. Drainage-related stuff. Yard-related stuff. The gutters are still a nightmare. There's a lot to do. And it got me thinking, and I wanted to get this topic out of the way so I don't have to address it again, because I don't think it's going to get a resolution. The big thing going around, and I'm not on social media, but the big thing going around is the chaos that is the Epstein stuff. Now we have people who are Republicans, or state that they are, trying to get the Epstein files released. And there's a lot of outrage about what's going on because Pam Bondi, who's the AG, claimed that there is no list. Some people said it's not even about whether there's a list. We know that he had visitors, and chances are he had repeat visitors. That means he had to have known about those. Sure, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that he wrote that stuff down. We think he was meticulous about it, so we suspect there's something there. Then there's the flight records. I think that's valid, but the flight record doesn't confirm that there was any sort of, you know, salacious activity. Somebody said, well, then why is Ghislaine in jail? Ghislaine's in jail because Ghislaine admitted doing what happened that caused this whole fiasco. She was part of it. So my point is that you have to separate the two. Ghislaine did what Epstein was accused of doing, and she was accused of doing. And she admitted some of that, and she rightfully needed to serve some jail time. She said she regretted meeting Epstein. Sure, that's fine. But her dad was believed to be involved with some shady stuff. We never proved it. Point is that I think the narrative shifted to, well, this female should get off because of whatever. No, just like with the Smallville girl, Allison Mack, if you do the crime, you must do the time, and we have to stop coddling because of gender. I don't support that, never have. She did the crime. She's doing the time. I think Allison Mack got off easy. I think Rebecca Gayhart got off easy. Casey Anthony sure got off easy. The girl that killed her boyfriend in the shower, she got the right type of crime. You know, I think we need to send a message that just because you're female and in some cases attractive should not give you an excuse to get off when you did a crime. Or like with Bradley Manning, who apparently is transgender, gets off with a slap, you know, but yet we're chasing people from, you know, just no. I like equal justice. That's it. Equal under the law. That's what I like. That's what Ghislaine got. That's why she's in jail. Then people are like, well, we think that, you know, he was murdered. Epstein. Well, what's that based on? It's based on the brother's feeling and a pathologist's statement, but the pathologist can't say for sure. He just has a statement. The brother has a feeling. You can't use that to prove any evidence. Then there was the tape. Well, there's a minute missing. And then Bondi said, yeah, that happens all the time. I'm sorry, but it would be extremely unlikely for this amazing murder to have happened in the span of a minute. You might think a minute is a long time. Yeah, but you got to think about, you have to track somebody walking in there. They have to, there's a camera at the door. They're walking to the door. They have to unlock the door. It takes time to unlock the door. They'd have to go inside. They'd have to do the murder. No audio heard whatsoever. Let's say they close the door behind him. And then they come back out after closing the door behind him. Well, that's going to be more than a minute. So I don't buy the whole minute narrative. I don't think that's it. I think people are just pissed off because Donald Trump, as part of his campaign, talked about releasing files. So then we get into this whole chaos, unfortunate chaos of, what's his name? Dan Bongino, who's over the FBI or deputy director of the FBI. And that just made everything worse because it's like he can't speak out. He's got non-disclosure. He can't speak out. These are, you know, sensitive files. But there's something that he clearly saw where he was now in disagreement with Pam Bondi's way of handling the situation. Then Pam Bondi, because she's frustrated, basically said, "It's on my desk," in response to a question about the list, when what she allegedly was referring to was the files, the actual total files, and not specifically a list. But we've not seen anything of the files either. There's not been anything at all. And then Donald Trump made it worse because he's like, "Hey, we need to move on. Why are we still talking about this guy?" So he's making it worse because he's making it seem like a cover-up. Here's my thoughts, and it's just my opinion, based on the way Dan Bongino acts. And if you didn't know, he was a podcaster, and he was a conspiracy theorist when he was a podcaster. Here's my theory about what's happening. I suspect that Dan Bongino saw nothing. He saw that there was nothing here that was really of any serious situation, where Pam Bondi, because they didn't see what they wanted to see in whatever it was, something that would, you know, shock the world, you know, another Watergate level, something. They didn't see anything of that severity. Pam Bondi said, "It's not worth raising it. It's not even worth talking about it." But chances are there were some names that Bongino reacted to that he wanted put out. Some people said, "Well, that's Trump." Well, we knew Trump was on the plane. We knew Trump hung out with Epstein. We knew all that. None of that can, you know, makes him guilty of anything other than association. Guilt by association is not crime. So not when there's no crime proven. And in this case, Trump being on the plane or Trump shaking hands doesn't prove a crime. So when I say guilt by association, that's in access to a crime, right? If you're in the throes of committing a crime or you've conspired to commit a crime or something, then the association too, you know, like say you drove somebody to a crime scene. Well, if you drove them to a crime scene, but you didn't know they were going to commit a crime, are you guilty by association? Technically, but if you can prove that you didn't know that there was going to be a crime, they're going to let you off. So my point is, Donald Trump has shook hands with a lot of people. He's a very well-known person. I don't think that's any sort of criminal activity. We know that Chris Tucker was on the plane because Chris Tucker admitted he had gone on Epstein's plane. We know that to be the case. We don't know what happened. So I think a lot of people are saying, because you're kind of suppressing this and because we know people were on the plane and because we know people have been to the island repeatedly, that there's likely something shady going on. My theory, again, is Bongino saw some names that he wanted put out there in the interest of the transparency that they promised when Trump was campaigning. That's what I think he's doing. And I think the reason he's pissed at Bondi is because Bondi doesn't see this earth-shattering Watergate-level scandal that they expected to have found. And they don't think it's worth putting it out there because it's not, either it's not serious enough to go after it, or people wouldn't believe him anyway because it's non-serious. Take the JFK leak, the JFK files. There was not anything in there of any note. In fact, there was a bunch of garbage in there that had nothing really to do with the JFK assassination. We still didn't get any sort of usable information out of those files. So it might be the same thing where it's just, okay, there was some surveillance. It was happening for a long time. We were keeping our eye on Epstein. We couldn't put two and two together. There's no real evidence of anything going on, which would embarrass the FBI if that was true. And so then Bongino's put on the gas, even though he wasn't in charge at the time. Okay, the FBI allegedly was surveilling this guy and never knew any of this was going on. How can that happen? And the FBI looks incompetent. But Bongino might want to put that out to say, look, the past FBI were a bunch of incompetent idiots, and I've taken over, and now here's what we're doing to course correct. The FBI reports to the AG. The AG has the right to say, we're not going to release this, and I think she didn't see anything that was worth putting it out because it wasn't going to do anything to make them look any better. I don't think there's this scandal of there's stuff in there they don't want to release that's going to implicate somebody in the current. I think there's nothing here that's worth putting out. It's a waste of time. That's my theory about what's going on. Do I think that there's validity in releasing at least the flight list? Yeah, sure. But all that's going to do is cause people on social media to speculate about what's going on. And it's never going to be let go. People like Thomas Massey are putting out that they want to see the full release of everything going on. Okay, well, if it is, it is. But my guess, and it's only my guess because I'm not in that room, but my guess is there's nothing there. My guess is it's something so silly, stupid. Like she said, allegedly he had some inappropriate material on his computer. Okay, well, A lot of them did, even Michael Jackson. So that's whatever. So I just think that he was doing a thing. Maxwell was doing a thing. That's the other thing we got to think about, right? If there was such this salacious behavior going on, why would Ghislaine not have dropped the dime in exchange for a plea deal? Like, if she would have known all sorts of crazy stuff, she would have known names, she would have known all that. Why wouldn't she have dropped the dime on all that by now? Why wouldn't she have done it in lieu of a deal? That's why I'm thinking that there's nothing there. That's why I think it's just all smoke. I don't know for sure, but I think it's smoke. I think it's just, there's something that Bondi saw in the file, that the AG's office saw in the file. Okay, that's all it was, really? And they figured that it's not worth even doing it because people aren't going to believe it, even if we did, because it's so nothing. And it's not worth trying to pursue any crimes. And or what they saw in there heavily implicated Ghislaine, who they already have locked up. And they figure, well, what good does it do? We already have her locked up. And Epstein really wasn't the one. And that lends more credibility to this narrative that Epstein was about to drop some dimes on people, right? That Epstein was allegedly murdered or committed suicide, however, but on the verge of dropping some dimes on some other people that really were the ones in the guilty party. I don't know. I'm saying that there's too many questions around Ghislaine and why she would not have dropped the dime, because she had to know all this stuff, because she said she witnessed some of this stuff. Okay, well, drop some names, drop some dime. And you were the direct associate. We know that because you were, they're going to throw you in jail. Are we saying that the federal government would not have made a plea deal with a female in exchange for the largest names across the spectrum to take it all down? And if it really was going to implicate people in that current administration at the time, wouldn't they have tried to take her out by now? Wouldn't they have tried to isolate her by now? She's not really isolated. She's in a comfy zone. There's too much smoke. It doesn't make any sense. That's why I suspect either A, there's nothing to it. It's a small whatever that wasn't worth pursuing. B, whatever's in there implicated Ghislaine anyway. Or C, there's enough in there in terms of names where they figured, okay, it's going to be embarrassing for whoever. So it's not, we're not even going to go there. But that third is kind of a long reach. I don't think so. My gut, and it's just a gut instinct on this, there's nothing in there. Nothing worth pursuing. Nothing worth spending taxpayer money on. As shocking as that seems, given what was found and given what was discussed, okay, it can only then be, we know Epstein was doing something. We know Ghislaine was doing something. Maybe that's all there was. And maybe people have to be okay with it. Then I'll close up with this. One theory that was floating around is that foreign countries, that Epstein was a foreign agent. And as a foreign agent, he was colluding with foreign countries to set up high-powered politicians to basically blackmail them into doing what they wanted. Is that possible? Maybe. We saw what was happening with Joe Biden, but that would have to have been going back a long way. That would have to have been pretty extensive, because Epstein's whole thing was going on a long time thing. And is it possible? Sure. Because we've had those sexy spies and all that from Russia. So it's happened. There's precedent. And Epstein had also, diamonds and crazy stuff out there. It's absolutely possible and plausible that was a real thing. And as a result, he was taken out while in prison. Taken out might simply have been, okay, committed suicide, but he didn't really commit suicide on his own volition, right? He was compelled to kill himself. That could be. If you're compelled to kill yourself, that's still suicide, but it's not direct suicide. It's essentially a form of murder, but how can you prove it? If Ghislaine wasn't aware, so I'm spitballing, if Ghislaine wasn't aware of that connection at that level, you wouldn't know. Like, she might not have known how deep his went. Her dad allegedly was in some of this stuff. Did she know what he was in? Maybe not. So I'm saying, I agree with what they're trying to do in terms of move on and stop worrying about it. But I also agree with the idea of, if there's really nothing there, what's the problem of releasing the files? They're going to talk about it anyway. You release the JFK files. I don't see it's that big of a deal. I think there's going to be a Chewbacca coming soon. I think at some point they're going to start talking about releasing the MLK, full MLK stuff, because that was sealed too. as a Chewbacca to try to distract on the Epstein. And then I think some government people are going to talk about releasing the Epstein files because the Democrats are doing that. Even some Republicans are doing that. And I don't think it's going to go away until those are released. We have to question, why didn't Biden release that stuff? There's so much smoke around it that I got to think that there's just, they figured it's not worth doing it. I don't think it's a cover up. I don't think there's something they're trying to protect. I think that they figured it's not worth it. It's a waste of time. And whatever Bongino did or didn't see or was or wasn't aware of, I think is basically to try to expose a prior administration more than any sort of a cover up is my theory.